Good evening, and welcome to another Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. This is your host, Lance White. Tonight, one of the BBS hosts is with me. Her name is Kate Romero. Her show here is called Spiritual Hollywood. She's an adult indigo and a Taurus, one of the most magnetic signs for me. So tonight should be a systems-busting show. Let's all welcome Kate to the show. I can hear her giggling in the background and find out all about her. Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi, Lance. Thank you so much for having me on tonight as your guest. A system-busting show, I would say. Very interesting. All this electricity and all this energy.
Have you noticed that lately, that the energy has been shifting and changing and things? I got zapped today. I walked across and touched my faucet, and I got an electric zap.
Oh, I got probably seven of them today, so strongly that you could actually see the spark arc off my finger.
Wow. First of all, let's find out more about, tell us a little bit about your show and who you are and what you're doing. And I looked at your bios and stuff. It's fascinating. It's really interesting stuff.
Thank you. I've had a very, very interesting journey up to now, and I am only just getting started, so I'm so excited about what's to come. I have a show that Don Newsom and Doug Newsom at BBS Radio so graciously support Spiritual Hollywood and have given me such a great platform to use Hollywood to raise consciousness and to instill into people the intention of conflict resolution. And that all starts with inner conflict resolution, because you can't have peace in the world or world peace until you have inner peace. It all starts there. So I'm doing many, many things that are geared toward that very purpose, such as writing books, The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever, another book called Who's Right, Who's Wrong, Who Cares, A New
I
Age,
love it.
A New Age Conflict Resolution. And I'm doing the Spiritual Hollywood Show, of course, and I'm a coach, a life coach, a career coach, and I am co-creator of Quantum Hypnotherapy, which takes high-quality hypnosis and high-energy intuitive life coaching, and in 2 hours' time, it can reunite a person with their divinity and their true nature. And all the past pain that they've been lugging around, they get to put it down and take with them only the wisdom from there on, which is very liberating. And what else? There's so many things that I do. And I'm also a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness. And just over the Christmas season, the holiday season, I ask all of my clients to watch The Secret.
The ones that
have, I know who they are, because their bookings, callbacks, and auditions have tripled.
Really?
Really.
That's powerful.
Oh, it's so much fun. There's nothing like co-creating with your clients like that, in that kind of tension. It's so much fun. And just, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet. Our little gold mine boutique company is just really, really kicking some major universal behind.
Wow. Now, of course, I hope that we're talking about the real gold, which is the spiritual gold.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing. We're creating a world that works for everyone, leaving nothing and no one out.
Now, some people would say that the idea of Spiritual Hollywood is an oxymoron. Can you tell us if there really is a Spiritual Hollywood and where you find it?
Well, I find it inside myself, and it does exist out there. I'll tell you, whenever I go to movie premieres at the studios and things like that, where you wouldn't expect people to want to talk about a Spiritual Hollywood, as soon as one person finds out that I have a radio show called Spiritual Hollywood, that person runs and tells every other person, and before I know it, a group around me saying how timely this is, gaining listeners all over the place. And I just contacted the Dalai Lama today to be on the show. So that'll be an interesting one. And Jack Canfield just asked me to set him up for the show. And I've already had on several stars of The Secret. And many living luminaries like Terry Cole Whitaker, who was the guru to the stars for many years and had a network ministry.
I remember her.
Yes, and just, the list is endless. Dan Millman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Oh. Yeah, we're here.
Dan Millman from Peaceful Warrior. He's got his feature film coming out on March 30th nationwide, and Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, have you seen his film?
Not yet. Tell me.
Oh, please see it. You'll love it. You'll love it.
Oh,
and
good.
And James Redfield, Celestine Prophecy.
Yes.
A single book that I read, I stood up and declared to the universe, this has to be a feature film. And within a year or two, it became one. And I was at every premiere and have my picture with every person that wrote those books. And
wow.
I'm telling you, if that's not the law of attraction in action, I don't know what is.
And you're quite photogenic, too, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, you're quite
lovely.
I can't
say I have a lot to do with that, but I love to smile.
Yeah, well, maybe we have something to do with choosing our, you know, our incarnation, our bodies and stuff.
Well, I redefined myself so many times that I know that I've completely shifted my DNA.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How did all this start for you? Let's go back a little bit and find out, because you're obviously right there on the cutting edge with everybody, and you know, we're all in this kind of massive energetic shift that's going on right now. My life has turned topsy-turvy.
Yeah, you know, I know. We were talking a little bit before showtime about that. It's very exciting, and I, you know, I can tell without even having ever met you that, you know, we're kind of soul brother sister here.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
I believe, too, Lance, that people incarnate in groups. Their souls
yeah.
incarnate in groups. And then, you
yeah.
know, you go about your life being reintroduced to your soul group.
Yes.
And
yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if you are not one of them. I know Don
yes.
Newsom is.
Yes, absolutely. I feel that way, too. And isn't it wonderful to find members of the family of light floating all over the place, you know,
yeah.
just waiting to...
It's,
you know,
like, a really cool universal high school reunion.
Yes, it really is. I am having so much fun, and I can tell you are too.
Oh, yes,
and,
totally. I'm having the best childhood ever at almost 51 years old.
Wow.
And I have
wow.
a 24-year-old son who's an amazing, amazing human. He drives a Prius. He's conscious. He's a vegan. Great sense of humor.
Cool.
Awesome musician. Great, talented actor.
Wow.
He's on my website, too. He's got a National Gibson guitar commercial running, which is, if you see it, you will recognize it, because it's very, very cute. It's where everyone in the apartment building are playing their Gibson guitar, and there's an elderly couple trying to eat their soup downstairs, and the racket is causing their soup bowls to jar, and the woman is taking her broom and poking on the ceiling, telling everyone to be quiet, and the man is sitting there sipping his soup with his Bic lit. He flicked his Bic so that, because he likes the music. But it's a very cute spot.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so I've raised a wonderful human. I have my life all in front of me. I'm doing what I love. I have multiple streams of income that are all only having to do with being of service to humanity. And
yes,
when you find your purpose and you're being of service, your physical needs are always provided for. It's as constant as gravity.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And don't you find that if you do what you love doing, no matter what, even if you make nothing at it, that it will eventually support you, if not sooner?
Totally. Because go ahead.
And if it doesn't support you, at least you're happy.
I was going to say. When you have joy, uncaused joy, you attract everything wonderful.
Yes.
Wealth is more than just money.
Absolutely.
Wealth
Absolutely.
Is spirit, and wealth is health, it's friendship, it's love, it's self-respect, it's recognizing beauty and having beauty all over the place, because it is, if you just take the filters away and look.
Uh-huh.
No, wealth is a heavy-duty, powerful word. And a lot of people who don't have money on their value system, you know, wonder why they don't have money. You need to put that on your value system also, because it's a tool to help humanity. There's ebb and flow, and if you don't circulate, you're not going to get, you're not going to contribute.
Yes, and I find also that when I tried in the past to block the flow, like dam up the flow of the river of money or abundance, that it always creates some kind of problem it's some kind of problem that decreases the flow. In other words, if you try to hang on to stuff, it keeps it from coming your way, and when you let it go, it comes in greater abundance.
Yeah, and let me tell you what I just heard you say.
Okay.
I just heard you use. I see everything as a metaphor, and I'm just thinking of all the times in my life that I shouted, "Damn it!" Well. Mm-hmm. When you say damn it, you're damning it, and you're stopping the flow.
Yes.
And
yes.
When you build that dam, the flow no longer flows. And when you hold on to something, you're building a dam.
Yes.
So by not letting go, you've stopped the flow of life. So it's a wonderful analogy that you just expressed, Lance.
Oh, thanks. You
yes.
know, I used to say, God damn it, like they do in South Park and stuff like that. And then I thought, well, you know what, that's kind of a negative, that has negative vibrations. Why not say God bless it?
Absolutely.
God bless
you. Good for you. And that's, some people go through their whole lifetime and not get that.
Yeah.
Get that. But everything is frequency. Everything is energy. And if you're putting out words with a negative vibration, you're going to get back an exact vibrational match to that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know, you wonder why that bird took a little, bathroom break on your head. Because you invited it. Sometimes that's good luck.
I've started feeding my birds out here out in the country, so if they do go to the bathroom on my head, they're not very grateful birds.
Well, everything's fertilizer.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm kind of curious about Hollywood. What's it like being there? It seems like it'd be really exciting and fun.
Where are you at?
I'm in Northern California in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas.
Ah, okay.
I've lived in Hollywood before, but it was many years ago when I was just a kid, running away with my girlfriend, and then I found out that there were boys and girls, and, so
mm-hmm.
It was an adventure in Hollywood.
Well, go ahead.
Is the gay scene there more open with actors and actresses these days than it was when I was a kid?
I don't know when you were a kid, and I don't know really that much about the gay scene because I'm got my nose to the grindstone doing what my purpose is, which is conflict
okay.
resolution and
right.
and using the entertainment industry to raise consciousness.
All right.
So I'm not really don't really have my finger on that pulse, but everybody's seems to be doing what they want to be doing, and as long as adults are consenting with each other, nobody's hurting anybody, then God bless them.
I think that's mainly what I was more curious about, is if people are expressing themselves without fear.
Well, I'm not seeing a lot of fearfulness when I drive down West Hollywood because, guys are holding hands with guys and women are holding hands with women, and it's, love is love, and that's, I don't think twice about it.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit more about how consciousness is being woven into the fabric of movies and entertainment and life in general.
Well, I think that, for instance, like you've mentioned already, there is a momentum that cannot be stopped of
mm-hmm.
consciousness raising. It's just getting into our nervous system. It's through osmosis. And mm-hmm. the people who aren't ready are going to have an awakening here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Having the secret air come out and have Oprah have the Rhonda Byrne from The Secret and some of the teachers from the film to be on her show got so much response, Lance, that they had to shut down the message boards almost immediately.
Wow.
And she had them back just even a few days later, which was unprecedented that
wow.
she's that before, and it's I literally felt a tangible shift the day that Oprah aired, and after the second show aired, even more so. I called my family and found that I hadn't spoken to them in a while, and found that they had actually gotten my emails and did watch Oprah and do know about The Secret and are using it in their life every single day, and it's just spreading like a wonderful virus, a virus of a good kind,
finally.
How wonderful. Yes, and I think that's a really, really great thing for us in this day and age, in this time. It's a really excellent time to be alive, and I'm just thrilled at what's happening. And to be a tiny part of it is just, you know, lights me up to no end.
You know, we're in 2007, and I've done a little bit of research about the process, the Mayan prophecy that tells us that, you know, things are going to be shifting even exponentially right up until 2012, and that theoretically it's the end of time as we know it. They didn't just stop making calendars because they ran out of clay. But do you feel that there's that energetic shift that is happening and that it will kind of reach a nexus point at some point in the future?
I love that question. Thank you for asking that. Absolutely. No question. No question. But I don't believe in any apocalypse. I believe Second Coming actually is a new consciousness being born.
Yeah.
And I believe by 2012 that most of humanity will actually remember who they really are, which is made in the image and likeness of their creator, and that you are star stuff, you are God stuff, and these things I do, you can also do. You can do them better. And, you know, if we really believed enough and wanted to enough, any one of us could walk on water, but we also know what happened to the one that did.
I love it. You are so right on.
Yeah. So, you know, there's nothing we cannot have, do, or be, do, and have. And that's what I instill in my wonderful, excellent clients who are some of the best humans I've ever met. I just so enjoy being a talent manager, being an author, being a life coach, being a quantum hypnotherapy co-creator, being a mom, being a daughter, being a sister, a friend. All of it has completely taught me everything I know, and the more I know, the more I realize I don't know anything, and that's true genius.
Yes, absolutely. We're beginning to wake up to our multidimensional existence, that we're not just one thing, and that we're not our bodies, we're not our minds, we're not our emotions, and we're definitely not our possessions or our stuff.
Borrowing everything, including our bodies.
Exactly. It's like a cosmic lending library, you know. and so when you lose one book or when you return it, you get an encyclopedia, you know, or you get a holographic implant of some other galaxy, you know. So it's not like we lose anything. We're always gaining, especially when we return something back into the universe from which we came.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a long one, wasn't it?
No, I really understood that, and that's true. And I also believe personally that reincarnation isn't just about leaving your body for a new lifetime. It's not necessarily that dramatic. It can be also redefining yourself throughout your life. That's largely what deja vu is all about, because you have relived that. You have done that thing before. I believe that all of us have been everything there ever is to be, or we couldn't comprehend it.
Yes.
You know, you can't comprehend anything that you haven't been before.
Yes, exactly. And I think that we're approaching a time, too, just as you said earlier, in which we won't have to physically die and leave the body any longer. And I think that we are in a generation which is going to be possibly the first ever humans that have transcended death. Other than the guy that walked around 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean,
but you know, we do have that capability.
Yes.
And you know, negative. So I have Acadianism, and it's negativity is pollution, and the higher consciousness is solution. And unless you're part of the solution, you're part of the pollution.
Ooh,
and
I like that.
Yeah, and that's really what causes dis-ease in our life is our thoughts. And even if we don't know we're thinking, that's still choosing that thought, even if you're not choosing it. You're certainly not aware of it, so you're not choosing it, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
A little convoluted, but I know what I mean.
Yes, I understood that, unfortunately.
No, fortunately. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
So, it's like, what a wonderful time that we live in.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Hollywood, it's really mirrors, too, back to your question about that.
Yeah.
I'm sort of digressing, but I do manage to get back to where we started. Hollywood does mirror all the possibility that there is realistically in the world, in the unseen. You know, without belief and faith, how could we ever have had electricity? You can't see electricity, but you sure can harness it. I mean, without belief and faith, how would we have the Internet? I mean, tell me about that. How could we? You know, and way back when, people said, are you crazy? You should be institutionalized if you think that people will ever fly.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it all the time.
Yep.
And back before any of these things existed, I mean, fax machines, cell phones, you name it, this is stuff you could get burned at the stake for. Not all that long ago.
Yes.
And it's here, yet it's here. And there are so many things in nature that we have not even tapped into that will boggle our minds and become like commonplace in the not too distant future. That how could we be so arrogant not to believe that we can have, do, and be anything we choose?
Yes, yes. That was right on.
Right. Well, on. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, why? You know, and dare to dream and believe that, you know, well, what if this is possible? You know, start opening your mind to new possibilities.
Yeah, the mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And it only saves you when it's open.
Very good, very good.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about synchronicity a little bit before the show got started.
Uh-huh.
And, have you noticed that synchronicity plays a really vital role or gives you a lot of clues as to where you're at?
I love that you asked me that question. I have another Katie-ism. That is, synchronicity is divinity showing off.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I like that. That's great.
And it's everywhere. And the more you notice it, the more it's there.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, I like that. What else? Do you have any more Katie-isms? I like those.
I do. Want another one?
Yeah, give me your
okay. Katie-ism. Here's another Katie-ism. It costs you nothing to believe, and it costs you everything if you don't. Believing is free. You can have all you want, and it has no calories.
Mm-hmm.
So pig out on belief. So, of course, what you choose to believe in, you know what real BS is, Lance?
No, what?
What do you think it normally, when people say that's BS, what do you normally think that means? You don't have
well,
to.
Well, usually it stands for bullshit.
Yeah. What I mean when I say BS is belief system. Truly. And anybody listening, whoever uses the term BS or hears the term BS, I bet you that from now on when you hear the term BS, your subconscious mind is going to say belief system.
Yeah.
And it's going to put you right back into the driver's seat of your life.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Because belief system really is what creates your reality and your relationship.
Yeah.
And your relationship with money is definitely a relationship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, if I may digress just a little bit, but it's all related. When I'm coaching people and I let them know, first I ask them what the relationship with money is like. And, boy, do I get some interesting answers, as you can imagine. You know, because we all have our certain kind of relationship with money, and a lot of people don't understand that money is a relationship. Money is an energy. Money is an entity. Money is a relationship. And if it's an unhealthy relationship, then, you know, it's time to look at that. Because, you know, people are walking around going, where's my stuff? Well, it's because of your BS, your belief system. And the way we are with money, now think about this. I have it that the exact way we are with money, the relationship we have with money, is identical to the relationship we have with ourselves and the world.
Uh-huh. Ah, nice.
Get that one on. Because if you're stingy with money, then you're stingy with yourself and you're stingy with the world.
Yep.
And just think about it. All the different ways you can be with money. Look at your life and see if that's true in your relationships with yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
And that will wake you up right quick.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely right.
So that's another thought of mine. It'll all be my book. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, there's just, how could anyone not be having fun in this day and age?
Yeah.
Truly, because what you think about, you bring about, which is another Katie-ism, but it's true.
Uh-huh.
And it's not so simple. I mean, it's like the law of attraction, yes, it's there. It's as constant as gravity, absolutely. However, once you do start co-creating with the universe, that's the time to get busy. That's the time to take action. That's the time to roll up your sleeves and put on your overalls and get after it. Don't just sit there and wait for it to come to you. When you start really co-creating with the universe, that's when you finally understand that it is time now to get busy. Take action, because a prayer without action is no prayer at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And to take action without any evidence or proof.
Faith and belief.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Truly.
Are you finding that people are making a positive shift at replacing materialism with spirituality there in your area?
Well, because I saturate myself with this exact, you know, conversation that you and I are having, which is absolutely delicious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Because I'm living that, I am being the change that I want to see in the world as much as I can every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really notice where it's not happening. I only notice where it is happening, if that makes sense.
Yes,
so my world is filled with it, and when I do come across situations that are not that, I see it as an opportunity because my work is totally cut out for me. And if every single person on the planet would understand that one person can ignite the consciousness of the world and do everything within their power to make sure that person is them, it would be a different world tomorrow if all of us had that intention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and nothing is lost. You know, the smile that you give to a stranger in the street, or, you know, the kindness that you show to somebody who's homeless or somebody who's wealthy. You open the door for somebody who's a millionaire and you show them that they're nice people and that you're friendly. Those little things are priceless and they last forever. They change
the
fabric of the universe.
Absolutely. It's acceptance. And you can transform a person permanently just by being kind to them. And it does send out a vibration in the universe that never goes away. It just keeps recycling.
Yep, very true.
Mm-hmm. And also I have a bit of good news to share.
Oh, well, tell us all about it.
Okay, well, I interviewed someone on my radio show named Brian Johnson, who's just a fabulous young, very young, 32 years young, CEO and philosopher, and he has a site called www.zaadz.com, and it's a spiritual community like MySpace, but it's different. When you sign on there, if you check it out later, I hope you do. I think you sent out in your mailing today my Zad's address, which if anybody goes there, please just check it out. You'll love it, love it, love it. And if you, especially if you're listening to this show, then you're already like-minded. But anyway, Brian has this wonderful space, and I got invited from being one of the members there by Michael Skye, who does the Visionary Boot Camp, who's associated with Wealth Warriors LLC, invited me to apply for a scholarship to Visionary Boot Camp. And that required, isn't that cool? And that required me to write a vision statement, which really got me clear on what my life's work is. I was dancing around it before, but this, just the application itself completely transformed me and raised my consciousness, expanded my mind, because I needed to ask people I admire to write a letter of recommendation for me.
Wow.
And oh my gosh, did they ever, wow. I mean, I had no idea how I was perceived by people I admire. And the graciousness and the generosity of people moved me to tears over and over again of what I got back from making that request, because I'm a person up until now who would not ask for help.
Yeah.
Did all myself. And I asked for help, and they came, and they said yes, and they didn't hesitate. And, wow, what an awakening that was. And I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. And then I filled out the application, and I sent it all in. And out of about 500 applicants globally, they are only choosing 30 from around the world. And I got accepted.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow.
It's in Austin, Texas for 4 days. And I have wonderful help that I've asked for assistance for while I'm gone, people to run the store for me while I'm gone. Uh-huh. And so I can go there and get this wonderful training. It's at an ashram in Austin, Texas. And I've already booked my flight. I mean, I'm there. And it's, I just feel so humbled and honored by this whole thing. And I'm just ready, very, very ready. And I attracted that when I opened myself up to it.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a scholarship. What a wonderful feat.
God, that's amazing. You
that's
know,
the city showing off.
Yeah, exactly. I stumbled across Zad's almost 8 or 9 months ago, and I was taken by it. And then I got sidetracked with my own life and trying to work on finishing my own book and stuff like that, which is completed, by the way.
What's the name of it?
My good news.
Good. Yeah, congratulations. What's the name of it?
It's called Meetings with Remarkable Gay Men.
Wow. Ow.
And it's an autobiography, and it talks about, you know, my early life and various addictions and being in Hollywood and this and that and the other thing. And
prevailing.
Going on and on. And then it ends up, with the radio show and my talking to various interesting people. And so I have a copy with Jean-Claude Coven now. He's reading it, and he's going to give me some feedback. And his book, Going Deeper, is just a phenomenal consciousness raising book, and so I'm real excited because I'm starting to step up to the plate myself.
Good for
so
you.
No,
I'm hearing it in your voice and your energy and everything, your posture. I can tell that life has given you some really remarkable challenges, and I get that you cherish every one of them because they made you who you are.
Exactly.
And it's just there's a presence that you get from the challenges. And they're all here. They're a gift. They're just a gift. There really isn't even any need to forgive in the world because, anybody who's doing anything that isn't an unconscious, disconnected from their divinity kind of way, if they knew a better way, they would choose a better way.
Yeah, yes.
And, to make people wrong for being where they are on their path is partly why, we have gang members shooting each other.
Exactly.
And, what I intend to do with my lifetime is make it count for one thing as much as I possibly can as a spiritual being trying to be more human, is to create a network called Authentic TV, All Good News All the Time, and also a global ministry, network ministry called Epiphany, where people can learn to trust themselves again because we've got away from our divinity and we've been separated from the unified field of love, which is what causes that psychic pain, that dark night of the soul.
Yeah.
And to be reunited with your unified field of love, as my dear friend Alan Rowland says, is what returns you to your happiness, to your uncaused joy, to that state you were when you were born, that happiness, that there's nothing wrong here feeling. And you can have that again, and you can be reunited to that, and you can do it in this lifetime, and it doesn't matter what's happened in your life. Once you learn to accept it, and once you learn to see it for why it was here, I believe we chose every single detail that we've experienced in our life pre-birth, and I believe we're here to master what our parents never did.
I agree. I am totally in agreement with you on that one. And I'm totally in alignment with everything you said and with your intent. So, right there, we've just changed the world. you have just realized, your intention, and we have just broadcast it out into the multiverse, and you have alignment with me in those goals and intents, because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and I have a feeling everyone listening to your show feels the same way, and where two or more are gathered, great power.
Absolutely, and there's a synergy.
Yeah, and there's a frequency going on here. It's why I love the radio, because we are walking around TV towers, each one of us, far more superior, far more powerful than the strongest TV tower on the planet. So can you imagine what kind of things we're broadcasting out there and getting an exact vibrational match back? If you start owning and being able to respond to what it is that you're broadcasting, you can create anything you want in your life, really. You can, and there's no danger in knowing that, as long as you're willing to take action. That's what the term putting your money where your mouth is means. It means get busy.
Yes.
Take action.
Yes, and also to be responsible for your creation and not just throw bones over your shoulder.
Yeah, responsible to me means able to respond.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and we all are able to respond. Have you ever heard of something called Ho'oponopono?
Yes, I have. That's a phenomenal. Tell us about it, though, because this is
that's
really...
That's Dr. Lin. He's going to be a guest on Spiritual Hollywood on the 27th of February.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, and he's a remarkable man. There was a mental health institute, I think, for the criminally insane. I hope I have this right. I'm paraphrasing. And they had people in chains, on drugs, locked up, just hopeless situations everywhere. And just by Dr. Lin's presence in that facility, he didn't treat anyone. He didn't do anything to anyone. What he did was he kept cleaning up his own energy and working on himself. And through clearing his own energy and asking for, he would say, I apologize to divinity, to the divine, for his part and whatever didn't work in all of those people's lives and in the world. And he would apologize and ask for forgiveness and then say thank you. Constantly, constantly cleaning his energy and his own life and what it is that he makes other people mean and what it is that he perceives them to be, and constantly apologizing for it, asking for forgiveness, saying thank you, and saying I love you. And wow, what a powerful, simple little formula, yet so complex. You know, and I'm so excited to have him on the show so he can, you know, tell that story. I might have done an okay job with it, but no one would say it better than he. So if anyone wants to tune in, it's Tuesday from 6 to 7 on Spiritual Hollywood on BBS Radio.
And that's on the 27th, right?
Yeah, Pacific Standard.
That's one everybody's got to see that one, because when I first read that story on the Internet, I do healing work with a group of healers, pro bono, and I've been with them for about 7 or 8 years, and I've seen miracles in that group. Based upon that very premise, and the longer I've been involved with healing and around it, I've seen that it is all a matter of intent and cleansing, clearing, and just as you said, you know, you come to a point where there's really only one thing just left to say, and that's thank you. You know, I mean, there's really nothing left except wow. You know, each moment is just, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever it is, even if somebody slaps you in the face, thank you. You know, didn't you say that you had you missed your two cars or something this morning? Tell us about the car.
When I was just going off with my business partner to go do some things, we got a little turned around and we were two cars behind instead of two cars ahead getting onto the freeway. And what I said out loud immediately when that happened was, thank you to those two cars that went ahead of us because they saved us from an accident.
I just love that story.
And I believe it.
I do too. I live my life that way.
Good. You know? Well, there's great things coming to you then, my dear.
Well, thank you. Thank you very
much. The Cosmic FedEx is already embarking into your loading dock.
Well, you're here. I mean, you are the good thing. You know, you are the thing that showed up in my life, and all I do is I just see what the universe is presenting in front of me, and I just, you know, have enough courage to stand up to the plate and, you know, swing the bat. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's, you know what, all we do, really what in my opinion is our main job in life is to just pitch ball after ball after ball. Just keep pitching and let the universe hit one out of the park.
Yes, exactly. And it does every time. I mean,
thank you, digress just a bit and talk a little more about thank you. In my coachings, when I coach people, I teach them actually how to wake up in the morning. And how to wake up in the morning is that works brilliantly, and I don't teach a thing that I don't do myself.
Right.
And it works for me, and when it works for me, I know it's going to work for others. So what I do before I get out of bed in the morning is I think of, and this will be a chapter in my book, The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever, is there's a consciousness closet. And there's a lot of people in the consciousness closet in Hollywood who want to come out, who haven't come out. That's why I'm getting such a response with Spiritual Hollywood, is because I came out big time.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I did, so to speak. I came out of the closet big time, the consciousness closet. So I'm just like, I'm proud and out loud out of the consciousness closet. So what I do is I think of what are my plans for the day? What do I want to accomplish in that day? What is the focus besides, you know, enjoying life and the whole thing? But what task do I have to do that's going to move consciousness forward, that's going to build my businesses, which are all toward that gain, that goal, that purpose? So I then choose, like I'm choosing my clothes for the day.
Yeah.
I choose consciousness I want to be for the day, like the consciousness of understanding, the consciousness of many bookings for my clients, the consciousness of attracting the right person for that thing it is that I'm working on in that moment. But if you aren't a consciousness for something, deliberately a consciousness for something, you'd have to trip over it to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So when you
say to yourself, okay, for instance, give me an example of what you would like to have happen tomorrow in your day, Lance.
Oh, boy. Well, I rarely...
A publisher for your book?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
How about this?
Yeah.
Before you get out of bed in the morning, choose the consciousness of attracting the right publisher for your book. And then
we already handled that one. That happened yesterday.
Great. Name something else.
Travel. Travel.
Okay. Then before you get out of bed in the morning, be a consciousness for travel, and you will find deals all over the place. They'll practically hit you in the head, fall off you, of all kinds of travel to the places that you were thinking of going and places maybe you hadn't thought of that suddenly are a great deal and you can't say no. These things will happen when you just deliberately become a consciousness for it before you get out of bed. So that's what I do. I become a consciousness for that thing I want to attract. And then before I put my feet on the ground, my left foot is always the word thank. My right foot is always the word you. And my feet go down, left foot, right foot, thank you.
Oh.
And every step I take from left to right, right to left, even you thank is okay. But each foot is named thank and you.
Wow.
You can't
wow.
You out of the consciousness of gratitude when you do that.
Wow, that's a good one.
People don't know it's an option. It's so simple.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Well, it's a Katie-ism. I made it up. But it
works. I love it.
It works. It totally works. And, you know, there's nothing we cannot have, do, or be. And when you know that and you believe that, just because you don't see it right in front of you doesn't mean it's not coming.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy all the time because I know my stuff is coming.
Yeah.
It's on the way. It's here. And every time I see a FedEx... anything, the smallest little truck to the most giant FedEx airplane, I just love it because I know that's my cosmic FedEx.
Huh.
Those are my anchors.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, so whenever you see a FedEx truck, just there's your stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. What are some of the other, they're not tricks, but what are some other coaching tools that you teach?
Thank you for asking that. This one's brilliant. This one will change your life immediately.
Okay.
Not change it. Change is transient. It'll transform your life. Transformation is permanent. Enlightenment's not reversible. You can't unring that bell. Here's one. You want to look at your life. Just get a blank sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle. On the left side, put your values that have gotten you to where you are. Just everything you can think of.
All
right. Down your values. And after you write your values down, take a look at your values, because your knower will know what order to put them in. And whatever order you write them in is really the order that you're living them. So allow yourself to just have the freedom to free associate without editing. Just let it all come out. And then look at your values and ask yourself what's on there. See, if I was sitting across from you and I was coaching you right now, I would be seeing what you were writing and it would be much more effective, but this is still going to be an effective exercise for people to do. Then you look on there and you ask yourself, what's going on in my life? What's missing? And you're only focusing on what's missing for the sake of this exercise. You don't want to focus on what's missing too
right.
much because you'll
right.
attract more of what's missing.
Right.
But for the sake of the exercise, it's okay to do that. And when you figure out what it is that you're wanting for yourself that's not there yet, notice in your value system that got you to where you are, it's missing in your value system. It's not there.
Oh.
I can't tell you the amount of people who don't put money on their value system in the list. They don't put money, and then they wonder why they don't have money. If you don't value money as part of something you value, money's not going to want to be around you.
Yeah.
It's not welcome in your pocket.
Huh.
You're not even inviting it in if it's not in your list. Okay?
Yeah.
Then what I do is I ask the person to define for me their future, their absolute, ultimate, absolute best, absolute, most wonderful future. And then we redesign a value system that's different from the one that got them to where they are, because if you want something different, you got to do a different thing. So we redefine their value system and add things to it and take things away to design their new value system. And the minute you do that, your knower knows it to be truth and takes it on. And the very moment that you do that, you step into your new value system. That's what happened to me. That's why I got invited to the Visionary Boot Camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was accepted, because I redefined my value system. And when I did this exercise, I found that I did not have playfulness and fun on it anywhere, because my value system was based on what I wanted to run away from. It was, my value system was set in place because it was set in place so that I would not be like a certain kind of person. I wouldn't be like a certain kind of person, rather than focus on what kind of person I do want to be like. My value system was in place because I was running from what I don't want to be like. And when you run from what you don't want to be like, you're focusing on what you don't want to be like, and therefore you're attracting what you don't want to be like in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes,
so
total.
When I redefined my value system, I made sure that it was a value system that's heading me toward what I want, not away from what I don't want.
Right.
It's a way different set of values. And when you do that, that's a powerful thing to do. Because instantly, your knower takes it on and starts living it. You breathe life into that, and that's who you become. I can't even begin to describe to you the beauty and the purification and the fabulousness that came to me the minute I redefined my value system. I made it the kind of value system that I want for myself. At the very top was wealth, and we know that wealth means all things positive. And below that was fun and playfulness. And I'm telling you, it's when you get to be a consciousness for those things, everything's about what are you a consciousness for. And I also learned recently, I have lovely acronyms that I like to use, like for fear, F-E-A-R, it used to mean false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
That's my evolved version. The other version was just run like hell. But my new version is F-E-A-R is feeling excited and ready. Feeling excited and ready. And my other acronym now, you know how people say, Satan, get thee behind me? People who still believe in Satan, I don't personally.
Yeah.
But here's my acronym for Satan. Seeing all things as negative. S-A-T-A-N. Seeing all things as negative. So when you say, Satan, get thee behind me, you're saying, seeing all things as negative, get behind me. Make sense?
Yeah, that's very good. Very powerful.
Yeah. So that's the kind of coaching that I do. And I'm telling you, there's nothing more satisfying and thrilling than watching somebody's lights come on.
Yeah.
And to reunite them to their divinity and their true nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have gone through the challenges I've gone through because I knew I couldn't take people where I haven't been myself.
Yep. I just agree with that. I resonate totally to what you're saying.
Great.
How do people find your website and more information about you? I want to make sure that they are able to, get more information before the show comes to an end.
Well, thank you so much, Lance. That's very kind of you. www.guardianangelmanagement.com. That's all spelled out, no spaces. www.guardianangelmanagement.com. That's my website, and on there you'll find all other contact information.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I do phone coachings, and we're devising a plan to do quantum hypnotherapy on the internet in all kinds of different ways. And it's quantum hypnotherapy brings a person back to their divinity, like no kidding, and it's so satisfying. nothing, you know, my partner and I do all kinds of other wonderful things, but nothing is more fun than that.
Huh.
Yeah, he's an excellent hypnotherapist, and, you know, it's like spirit's just working through us. It's like we don't have a choice. We just have to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you physically located in California? Are you actually in
Studio
Los
City?
Angeles?
Studio okay. City. Yeah, it's in the valley. And I'm a member of the Studio City Chamber of Commerce, which I enjoy very much, Talent Managers Association, which is a wonderful organization. It's very ethical, and they do a heavy screening process. So if you're a member of the TMA, you know, you really have to be dedicated to what it is you say you are and who you are and what you're doing. And, you know, just all kinds of wonderful things going on. I mean, just stay tuned. And
well,
I'm fortunate.
You definitely will, and plus you've got the wonderful show going on here at BBS Radio, too.
Yeah, Spiritual Hollywood is so much fun. Oh, I just have a blast. Everybody, please check the archives. You will find some incredible guests there, and I'm telling you, none of this has anything to do with me. I just get out of the way and let spirit come through, and that's what comes out, and it's all fabulous. I'm completely stunned myself.
Can you tell us a few of your guests that you've had on already?
Sure can. I've had Terry Cole Whitaker, Derek Rydell,
ooh,
Brian Johnson, Dan Millman, a couple of stars from The Secret is Joe Vitale, and Joe Vitale hooked up with Dr. Lynn from Ho'oponopono and wrote a book called Zero Limits. You guys should get
ooh,
that book. It's great.
Ooh. All right.
And Mike Dooley from The Secret, Drew Harriet, who's the director of The Secret, and I'm having Jack Canfield on very soon. Annie Moses, who is a wonderful new documentary filmmaker. She just interviewed me for her documentary that's not unlike The Secret, called With Our Own Hands, about ordinary everyday people who are using their vocation as their ministry to raise consciousness in the world. And, you know, just so many, many wonderful, wonderful people. If you just go to Spiritual Hollywood at bbsradio.com and look it up, you'll see everyone in the archives with their photos and descriptions. Vicki King, who is an excellent screenwriter and a wonderful intuitive, she was the consultant on Conversations with God, the feature film. And I just, you know, David Welch and John Rotz, who were the producer and the publicist for Dan Millman's film, Peaceful Warrior. John Rotz is now working with Eckhart Tolle for the Power of Now book to bring that to the screen as a feature film. They'll be naming it something different, but the content will be just as potent. I'm just so blessed to know all these wonderful people, and they just keep coming and coming. It's wonderful.
Oh, nice to meet you too, Lance.
Yeah,
and I'm so glad that, you know, the Spirit has brought, you know, our paths together. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, I know that this is not going to be the last time we ever chat.
No, I doubt it.
I want to thank you very much for being on the show tonight. And before we go, maybe you could sign off with Acadiaism and some parting words for our audience.
I would love to. I am also a non-denominational ordained minister, and I take people up on a mountaintop and perform a ceremony reuniting them to their divinity and their true nature. And your true nature, in my opinion, is love, joy, happiness, harmony, abundance, prosperity, and self-acceptance. And that's where I want to see every human being get to the place in this lifetime where they can certainly remember who they are completely and totally, unconditionally loving themselves, knowing that it doesn't have a thing to do with ego, and giving up the BS belief system that they're flawed or there's anything wrong with them, because trusting yourself is really, really the place you want to get back to. And when you pray, that's you talking to God. And when you hear your intuition, that's God talking to you. Trust that.
Wow. Well, I couldn't have said it any better myself. Thank you so much, Kate.
You're welcome, Lance.
Many blessings to you and your endeavors, and we'll be following what you're doing, and I will see you around the block, and it's a wrap, folks.
Wonderful, and congratulations on your book, too, Lance. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, my pleasure.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.